hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Vital repairs on the U.S. military floating pier off the coast of Gaza could take a week or longer. The Trident Pier was damaged due to rough seas. State Department briefing principal, deputy spokesperson Vedant Patel on efforts to get aid into Gaza other ways.
We are continuing to work around the clock with partners in Egypt and Israel to do what we can to make sure other vital crossings are open and can open as swiftly as possible. Simultaneously, we're doing everything we can to repair and retrofit this pier and make sure that it can be re-anchored as swiftly as possible as well.
Deliberations in the hush money criminal trial of Donald Trump now in its second day. Jurors have made no new requests today after getting a readback of testimony related to Michael Cohen and David Pecker in the trial. Boeing detailed plans to fix company-wide problems with manufacturing and safety practices. It follows aircraft incidents, including missing bolts that led to a door plug falling out mid-flight in January. This is ABC News. Japan is condemning North Korea's latest barrage of missiles.
North Korea launched multiple short-range ballistic missiles today. The rockets traveled eastward for about 220 miles before splashing down outside of Japanese territory. Such launches are frequent and escalate regional tensions. The UN Security Council will likely meet soon to address North Korea's recent failed satellite launch, which the country is banned from conducting as the launches are believed to advance its missile technology. To further antagonize, North Korea sent balloons carrying garbage into South Korean territory this week. Anthony Trotter, ABC News, Tokyo.
A new study shows the HPV vaccine, originally marketed to women and girls, can reduce risk of multiple cancers in men. The vaccine has been updated to protect against additional HPV strains and is now also recommended for boys to reduce the risk of cancers. Researchers with the World Health Organization say HPV causes an estimated 690,000 cases of cancer every year across the world. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayler. Governor Tony Evers doesn't believe that allowing public employee unions in Wisconsin to once again collectively bargain would necessarily lead to widespread strikes.
People have the right to organize and to collectively bargain. It encourages conversation. It doesn't encourage people walking off the job.
Groups representing teachers and other public employees have challenged Act 10 in a lawsuit. A motion from Republican lawmakers to dismiss the suit was heard Wednesday by a Dane County judge. Evers says he doesn't think Judge Jacob Frost should recuse, despite media reports showing he appeared to have signed the 2011 recall petition against Governor Scott Walker, the architect of Act 10. Governor Evers has signed an executive order in preparation for this July's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Evers' office said the executive order is at the request of the city of Milwaukee and Wisconsin Emergency Management. The governor issuing the executive order declaring an emergency in preparation for the Republican National Convention. It's a standard part of the preparation and planning process for large-scale events. An emergency declaration is aimed at helping make sure the necessary resources are available to respond to any potential emergencies. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Cocaine was found at a Milwaukee area daycare. In mid-May, an 11-month-old boy picked up from kinder care in Oak Creek was taken to a hospital after bruising and scratches were found on him. A urinalysis found the boy tested positive for cocaine. A week later, investigators visited the daycare where a drug-sniffing dog found a small baggie with cocaine inside the backpack of a 24-year-old worker there. That worker faces a misdemeanor cocaine possession charge as police and the state's Department of Children and Families investigate. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Abundant sunshine and seasonal today, with high temperatures climbing to the mid-70s, alongside a calm wind. The only downfall is scattered showers and thunderstorms push in by early tomorrow morning and dampen our Friday. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 74.
And thanks for being with us here today for AOA, Agriculture of America. We got a great show lined up for you. We're going to talk markets in just a moment with Matt Bennett from agmarket.net. Coming up in segment two, we're going to talk a little more Farm Bill and mainly Prop 12 and some of the potential legislation in the Farm Bill that could be a nationwide solution for some ag groups in terms of the Prop 12 debate in California. Chase Adams, Assistant Vice President of Domestic Policy for the National Pork Producers Council, is going to join us coming up in segment two. Then in segment three, we'll continue the Farm Bill discussion and talk about some of the latest happenings from Capitol Hill. Randy Russell with the Russell Group is going to join us after the bottom of the hour. And then at the end of the show, we're going to learn about the Ag Tech Connect Conference coming up this July in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's put on by a company called The Combine, and their communications coordinator, Hannah Klitz, is going to join us to tell us more about the conference. Again, coming up in July, we'll do that in segment four of today's AOA. Well, let's not waste time. Let's kick things off and talk about what's happening with these markets as we get to the end of the month of May. Joining us now, Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. Matt, it's good to talk with you again. How are you?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really good. Doing really good. Thanks for joining us here today. Let's talk these markets. And corn, beans, fairly quiet Thursday. The wheat trade, though, is a little bit lower. It feels like we've really been talking world weather and wheat and things like that. Wheat's been the leader of our rally, but maybe that rally is kind of fading a little bit.
Yeah, it sure seems like it. You know, I mean, you come in here Monday night after the three-day weekend, and, of course, wheat was screaming. You got corn going, beans going. And I'll tell you what, really, Jesse, nothing good's happened since then. I mean, it just really hasn't. Unfortunately, Tuesday's trade action, after the way that you surged on Monday night, it just wasn't good. Okay. And so then you followed up, of course, yesterday. And, unfortunately, you're looking right now, this corn market just looks like it's in desperate need of a friend. And so, you know, right now, it'd sure be nice we could see maybe some buying surface. But the bottom line is it's clearly in need of a bullish story. I mean, basically, you've seen the wet spring run its course, right? So we probably got a bit of a rally from that. Of course, some help from wheat. But that's pretty much run its course. You're 83% planted. Most people know that you're going to get this crop planted. It's just a matter of, you know, now you've got to look for some sort of a weather story. You know, whether is it going to be hot and dry? You know, if you can get something like that, maybe you get something going again. But otherwise, it looks kind of rough right now.
Well, and I know, too, in the case of quarter beans, I think a lot of farmers took advantage of if they had any old crop, they made some sales, new crop as well, maybe done some marketing there on the most recent rally. I know in the case of, you know, for instance, soybeans, I mean, how many days did we reject 1250 in lead month futures? And I think that was a sign to me anyway that there was maybe some soybean sales getting done there. And corn, I think, kind of happened as we made that push towards five here a couple of weeks ago before the holiday.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And, you know, so, you know, whenever you're looking at this market right now, you kind of bump up on some of these levels. You know, a lot of folks were looking at, for instance, November beans maybe going up and filling that gap, you know, which is around, oh, I'm going to call it around 1236 to 1240-ish, 1245. You know, and we didn't quite get there. Okay, we got close. A lot of folks were trying to get maybe some beans sold in those levels. But, you know, it seemed like some of the levels that we're talking about here, we just kind of bumped up on. You know, corn just didn't seem like it wanted to go through $5. And so, you know, the thing is that if you do get through there, then maybe you get a chance to run just a little bit. But at the same time, you've got to have the type of information that you need to see that happen. I mean, you look at, for instance, you already talked about November beans, but you look at that November bean chart, you know, and it seems like beans go up and it touches the 200 day and it just won't go through it. It just cannot seem to penetrate, you know, and you, so you can't quite get up to that gap. So I think overall, the way we look at it, the way I think most of us are looking at it, on my team anyway, is that some of the sales levels we see right now, Jesse, probably will look good at fall time frame. You know, if you raise a crop at all, some of these levels are going to look pretty good. Now, in the meantime, yeah, there might be a, you know, an instance or two with a hot, dry type pattern, something to get people excited. You know, there might be an instance or two where you say, well, I wish I wouldn't have sold there at $12 and at, you know, $4.80. But at the same time, I think those levels look good in the long run.
I'm hearing some talk, maybe some replant going to have to happen in some areas where they've just gotten inundated with rain. You obviously, you're a farmer, so you know this stuff better than I do. I mean, could we see some acres switch to soybeans, especially if we've seen some end loss in some of those fields that were earmarked for corn, Matt?
Yeah. Oh, I think so. I mean, it's possible, you know, but at the same time, if you've got, you know, if you've got, you know, you're anhydrous on, obviously that's, you know, that's going to be a situation where someone's going to do everything they possibly can to be able to get that corn planted. And so, you know, I don't know. I mean, overall, I think people will be in a situation for the most part in the Corn Belt where they're going to be able to get the corn planted, but there's certainly going to be areas. That's the thing, Jesse, that's really frustrating, is that a lot of folks, you know, in the last 2 weeks, you know, I know people that over the course of a week had 7-8 inches of rain, you know, in the state of Iowa, especially, you know, you hear folks talking about that. Parts of the Dakotas as well have been excessively wet. You know, you're going to switch those acres over. I don't know. I'd say if you've got, you know, some prevent plant, that's probably going to make a little bit of sense in some of these areas. I think some of your really productive areas, maybe you'll have more really productive areas with a few prevent plant acres than we've had in a while. I just don't think your prevent plant acres are going to be robust across the country.
Real quick in cattle, this story, China banning beef shipments from JBS plant in Greeley, Colorado, traces of ractopamine found in some of that beef, and that ractopamine, of course, banned in China. Sounds like that was the big news story that caused the cattle market to fall apart Wednesday, and we're pretty quiet today. But are you continuing to watch that story, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, yes, we are. Overall, I think that the things for me in the market is that you've got to have some sort of information, you know, to kind of get things propped up, to get things moving. We just haven't had enough. I mean, that's all there is to it. And so, you know, there's been stories come out, you know, here, there. Bottom line is I can't put my finger on something that's really going to rally our markets right now. We've seen demand kind of pick up somewhat. There's no doubt that corn demand picked up. You know, ethanol exports haven't been too shabby. But overall, you know, is it going to be something that you drive this market significantly higher? Probably not, especially whenever you're looking at maybe two straight years of 2 billion carryout.
Yeah, a lot of things to take into consideration going on in these markets. I know folks can learn more at agmarket.net. You guys just unveiled your redesigned app as well here today, so check that all out. Matt Bennett with agmarket.net. Thanks for joining us on AOA, Matt. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, bud.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk Prop 12 with Chase Adams from the National Pork Producers Council here on AOA.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
Welcome back to AOA. Let's turn our attention to the pork industry and let's talk Prop 12 and more. Obviously, Prop 12, we saw the Supreme Court decision last year. on that law out of the state of California. And we've been seeing some of the impacts in the industry since that law has taken effect. But there's been talk of a nationwide legislative fix in the farm bill, potentially, to change Prop 12 and take that out of play, so to speak. Well, we're going to talk more about this and talk about the House version of the farm bill that had some of that language and much more. Joining us now here on AOA, someone I always enjoy having a conversation with, happy to have him on the show, Assistant Vice President of Domestic Policy for the National Pork Producers Council, Chase Adams is with us. Chase, it's good to talk with you again, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good to be with you, Jesse.
Well, as I kind of set that up there, we got the House version of the farm bill, went through markup, passed out of committee to the full House. And I know in that House version, some potential here of a legislative fix to Proposition 12 in California. Give us a quick rundown recap of what we saw out of that House version of the farm bill, Chase.
Yeah, you betcha, Jesse. Just like you said, so last May, the Supreme Court ruled that this was a problem that Congress was going to have to fix. That came as a surprise to us, but fortunately, Chairman G.T. Thompson of the House Ag Committee saw the danger of this precedent, not just for the pork industry, but as a larger issue for livestock and poultry and dairy. And so we have been working hand-in-hand with Chairman Thompson for nearly a year now. We all, I think, had hoped that this would happen sooner, but we're glad that it finally did happen. That last Thursday, the House did mark up the chairman's farm bill. As you mentioned, that farm bill had a fix for Prop 12 and Massachusetts Q3. You know, these are non-science-based standards by which they're saying you have to raise hogs, and not just for the hog industry, the pork industry, but, you know, the next standard could come from another state on the cattle industry or the chicken industry, turkeys, you name it. So this is something we really have to nip in the bud. And for the pork industry, it's not just about California and Massachusetts. The real danger here is that you could have a patchwork of 40, 48, 50 different state regulations that producers have to try to abide by. And that would be an existential threat for our industry. So what the chairman did is something along the lines of preemption. So essentially, if you're inspected under the Meat Inspection Act, whether you're poultry, livestock, as in our case, or dairy, now states can't prohibit the sale of those products. So this is a huge first step. We were really happy to see this included in what was a bipartisan farm bill markup out of House Ag Committee. We've got a lot. You know, there's a lot left to do yet. We've got to get across the House floor. We've got to continue working with the Senate. We've got to push that we need a farm bill this year. And that's just kind of where our industry is right now, Jesse.
Well, and I know that NPPC, along with Farm Bureau and many other ag groups, supportive of this legislation. And I know you guys helped with Farm Bureau kind of lead a letter to congressional leaders like G.T. Thompson, et cetera, just ahead of that farm bill markup last week, really talking about this and urging them to have that congressional fix to Prop 12. And you know, again, a lot of support from the ag industry. It seems like a lot of the pushback against this, Chase, has been a lot of folks who think it's against states' rights or animal welfare groups, things like that, really seems to be the vocal opposition to a legislative fix to Prop 12, right?
That's right. There's been, you know, kind of just a lot of bad gas put out around this over the last year, a lot of falsehoods that this is, you know, somehow for big producers. And really, it's just the opposite, right? When you tell pork producers that they have to make millions of dollars of changes to their facilities in order to comply with the California mandate, what you're doing is you're really incentivizing, you know, it's the big guys that can do that. The family producers don't have those resources that they can invest. So we really do see this as something that could create great consolidation. And I think you saw that through the letter. So we were able to get nearly 900 stakeholders onto a letter saying that we have to find a fix to this. Those stakeholders were broad national groups like our our barnyard friends and the cattlemen and the turkey and milk, and also, you know, some of our row crop guys like National Corn and Sorghum and Livestock Marketing Association, and then many of our all of our state affiliates and various state groups that see this as a huge issue. We also had the American Veterinary Medical Association, which is the largest association representing all the vets in the United States, from small animal and companion animal all the way up to, you know, up to large animal vets, that said this isn't based in science. This isn't based in animal welfare. This isn't continuous improvement or best management practices. This is an arbitrary standard that the animal activists pushed through in California. And so that is critical. And as we continue to do this education push, you know, we're going to have to keep harping on those messages, because, like you say, there's a lot of bad information out there. You know, we have very narrowly tailored this to just hit the groups that the livestock and poultry and dairy that want to be included, to make sure that we're not impinging on states' rights. But, you know, at the end of the day, to feed America and to feed a good chunk of the world, we've got to have the flexibility to not only use the best practices today, but adapt to the best practices tomorrow as they come from our land-grant universities and our, you know, relationships with veterinarians. So that's what this is really all about, is making sure that ag can continue to do what we do best, that's innovate, and that's also innovate in a way that we're raising and keeping healthy animals, healthy critters all across.
We're talking with Chase Adams, Assistant Vice President of Domestic Policy with the National Pork Producers Council. Chase, on the Senate side, obviously now, as you alluded to earlier, we turn our attention to see what the Senate may do in terms of their version of the farm bill. And I know you've been in D.C. Quite a long time. You well connected there. What's some of the latest you're hearing in terms of what we could see for Senate movement of their version of the farm bill? Feels like that's kind of one of the next steps in this process overall.
That's really where all our eyes are right now. Chairwoman Stabenow put out kind of something of a wish list, kind of took everybody's priorities and put that out there as what she's calling a discussion, I think kind of a discussion piece. I expect that Ranking Member Bozeman from Arkansas is going to put out something of a framework here in the next week or two, timing yet to be seen, but shortly I expect the Republicans on the Senate side and the minority to put out something of a framework of what it is they need or want to see in a farm bill. And we've just got to keep the pressure on that we need to have a farm bill this year. You know, Chairman Thompson did a great job of starting this conversation there in the House. Some really key pieces for all of your listeners, you know, not just the Prop 12 fix, not just the animal health provisions that the livestock guys care about, but increasing reference prices, which we all care about for our row crop and various crop folks as well. I mean, Chairman Thompson has really hit the mark on the head as far as ag stakeholders go. There's a lot of talk in that nutrition space. I expect the Senate to probably kind of, you know, the old adage, be the saucer that maybe cools that down a little bit. But, you know, we've got real opportunity for compromise here and real opportunity to get a farm bill that really works for rural America and all segments of agriculture, whether you're, you know, as I say, on the row crop side, on the specialty crop side, whether you're large or small in the animal ag side, we've got an opportunity here to get this done. So we've got to keep the pressure up on Chairwoman Stabenow, on Ranking Member Bozeman, that we need to have this, we need to get this done. I know time is running short, but farm bill has always been the art of the possible. And, you know, I think if we can continue to keep that drumbeat up that this needs to get done this year, we don't know what's going to happen next year in the 119th Congress. We don't know who's going to be in the White House. Those things are unknown, and I really personally don't think that it's going to be a better environment to write a farm bill that works for rural America.
Opportunity for compromise. I like how you put that. As we know, farm bills have always been a bipartisan effort, and there's been a little extra partisan fighting, it's felt like, here as of late. So hopefully, I agree with you. We can get something done here sooner than later in a bipartisan manner. I know folks can stay up to date with news and issues from the pork industry, nppc.org. With that, Chase Adams, National Pork Producers Council. Chase, Always good to talk with you, my friend. Thanks for joining us on Agriculture of America today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate your time.
Chase Adams there, Director or Assistant Vice President of Domestic Policy with the National Pork Producers Council. We appreciate him joining us here today on AOA. All right, coming up next, we're going to continue some of our farm bill discussion and dive deeper into all sides of this farm bill debate. Randy Russell with the Russell Group is going to join us next here on AOA, Agriculture of America.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Milk markets were mixed. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk steady at 1932, July down 7 to 1984, August up 2 to 1995, September up 9 at 1992. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly lower on the day as the concerns over the Chinese ban of imports from the JBS Greenlee, Colorado plant continues to provide some pressure to the markets. Also, cash cattle markets haven't traded yet, and while it's assumed cattle will trade higher this week, it hasn't happened, and so traders decided to continue to sell the cattle market. Hog markets mostly higher as the recent support in the pork carcass prices continues to support the markets. Another day of higher carcass cutout values helping to support it, especially the nearby contracts. June live cattle down 80 cents to 182.55. August feeder cattle down $1.17 to 259.07. June hogs up 20 cents to 93.97. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower on the day as the planting weather should help to pressure the markets as the tail end of planting for corn and beans have some positive weather here, especially coming up next week. And wheat markets mostly lower on the day as MATIF wheat prices did move lower, and that pressured the market. New crop corn down 7 3/4 to 471. New crop beans down 6 3/4.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And and thanks for staying with us here on AOA, Agriculture of America. And joining us now as we continue our Farm Bill discussion, it's a topic, of course, we've been hearing a lot about the last couple of weeks and have been highlighting and talking about here with many different folks and stakeholders on AOA. Well, now we're going to get a wide perspective on where things stand on Capitol Hill. Joining us now, Randy Russell with the Russell Group. And Randy, welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
Jesse, I'm doing great. Great to be with you and your listeners again.
Well, as we were chatting a little bit during the commercial break, I know Congress not in session this week, and so as you mentioned things a little quieter in D.C., but obviously we got a lot in front of us. We just, of course, had the House Farm Bill moved out of committee and onto the full House. That was the kind of the big news item of last week, wasn't it, Randy?
Yeah, you know, Jesse, I think that, look, the bill got out of committee. They started marking it up last Thursday morning. They got done about 1 a.m. on Friday morning. And look, it's a positive first step to get the Farm Bill up and running. You know, you can't score any runs until you get into the batter's box. So I think last week represented a really good first start. There ended up being four Democrats that voted for the bill coming out of committee. Now, there's still, Jesse's, a lot of work that has to be done to try to find some common ground to get the bill up on the House floor. Chairman Thompson from Pennsylvania, who did a really good job of putting this bill together, it said that the bill will not come up any earlier than September. So there is some time to try to find some middle ground with more Democrats so that the bill can try to get across the House floor this fall.
Well, and with that, finding that middle ground with Democrats, I know there's been a lot of talk here the last month or so from Democrats not happy with the nutrition side of what Chairman Thompson brought forward, a lot of talk from hunger groups and folks like that. Well, a lot of ag-centered groups have been very supportive of what we've seen from House Chair G.T. Thompson. So talk about that kind of that divide and some of the partisanship that we have right now that we have to find that middle ground on, Randy.
Well, Jesse, you're absolutely right. I mean, you cannot pass a farm bill on the House floor nor on the Senate floor without having strong bipartisan support. It just can't happen. The House right now, the Republicans have a two vote advantage. There's a couple of vacant seats that'll get filled sometime early this summer through special elections. But I mean, at that point, maybe they have a four seat advantage. Still, you're going to need several Democrats to vote for the bill in order to get it across the House floor. In the Senate, as you know, you got to have 60 votes to pass anything under their rules. So that requires bipartisanship. There has been a divide between Republicans and Democrats, as you cited, over the nutrition baseline. Just a couple of points on that. When you look at the Farm Bill, it is estimated to cost over the next 10 years $1.5 trillion. 81% of that, Jesse, is in the nutrition programs, primarily SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly known as food stamps. And Chairman Thompson had some changes in the nutrition title. He also had some reinvestments in the nutrition title, but saved somewhere in the neighborhood of $25 to $30 billion out of the nutrition program. There was also several changes that were made on the farm program side to increase reference prices, to increase marketing loans, to increase premium subsidies for federal crop insurance for higher levels of coverage. There was doubling of the market access program and the foreign market development program. We can talk further about that in a second. And so there were a lot of positive changes for production agriculture that were included in Chairman Thompson's bill that was reported from committee early last Friday morning. Lastly, I would just say, Jesse, we can get into these in more detail if you'd like, There was also some limitations put on the Commodity Credit Corporation and the Secretary's ability to use the Commodity Credit Corporation for things that are not specifically authorized by Congress. Remember, this is a farm bill where there's no new money. So the only way you're going to get plus-ups, increases for things like reference prices that were increased somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 20%, and increases in higher levels of coverage for crop insurance, and increases in research, and increases in things like the state veterinary system, which is obviously critically important now, given things like H5N1, is to have to readjust in some other accounts. And I think that's the balance that we're trying to find right now between Democrats and Republicans. Democrats who want to protect the nutrition baseline, and Republicans that are focused on trying to get more farm back into the farm bill, so to speak.
Well, and that's exactly what I was going to say. We're talking with Randy Russell from the Russell Group here on AOA. It's really comes down to paying for this farm bill. As you mentioned, no new money. And really, it's like to a lot of those programs you alluded to and things, with CCC, et cetera, it's more so trying to remaneuver money that's there to try and make this all work. So at the end of the day, everyone can be maybe as happy as possible with a farm bill, a new five-year farm bill. Right, Randy?
Jesse, one thing that I've learned, and I guess this is now my ninth farm bill. I guess I'm a glutton for punishment. I don't know, Jesse. But anyhow, one of the things that I have learned through this is, in the end, everybody has to compromise. And it's just the nature of the beast. And with Congress being so evenly divided right now, it is imperative that that happens. One of the troubling things that I'm witnessing in this farm bill that is a bit unique to some of the others that I have been involved with, either from the administration side or from the private sector side that I'm in today, is that I'm seeing members and organizations make very definitive, bright line statements about where they will not compromise from. Now, I understand that's part of the process, but I don't think they're giving themselves much wiggle room. And if we're going to get a farm bill done, Jesse, this year, it's going to require Democrats and Republicans, the House and the Senate and the administration, all to give a little bit to find that middle ground between nutrition, farm programs, and the money that was put in the Inflation Reduction Act for conservation, for climate smart ag practices. And we're going to have to all give a little bit if we're going to find that common ground. And one other point, if we end up having to do an extension, which I believe we will have to do regardless sometime in September, because it will not be done by the end of September before Congress leaves for the election, no one should think or live under the belief that next year it's going to get any easier, because the very first thing Congress has to do when they reconvene next January, regardless of who's in control, the White House, the House, and the Senate, is they're going to have to raise the debt ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody thinks we're going to come out of that debate and not have to address our growing federal debt and our growing federal deficits on an annual basis, I think we could end up with less resources, not just a zero baseline farm bill next year if we have to do it, but actually cutting from the existing baseline. So it's not going to get any easier, Jesse, if we don't find common ground this year.
I couldn't agree more. I've used the term before, that the government seems like it's spending money like drunken sailors. And of course, we got to get that under control. That is a great, great point. As far as the Senate side, Randy, here real quick as we wrap up today, that's kind of the next step, or one of the next steps here in this overall process. What are you hearing in terms of prospects for getting some more movement on the Senate side here soon?
Well, as you may know, Jesse, Chairwoman Stabenow from Michigan released a very detailed summary of her farm bill ideas. It was released about a month ago. I think what you're going to see now is Ranking Member Bozeman sometime in June, I don't know exactly when, mid to late June, will release his ideas on the farm bill from the Republican side, and then we'll try to see if we can get negotiations going. I will say this, as I observe the process, Jesse, I still think the Senate is quite a far way apart between Democrats and Republicans. And again, it's over the nutrition baseline. It is over the conservation funding that was put in the Inflation Reduction Act, that $20 billion that ramped up four of our very significant and important conservation programs, and also the limits on the Commodity Credit Corporation. So I'd like to see us start negotiating right now in the Senate. That has not happened, and I don't think that's going to happen in earnest, at least until Senator Bozeman releases his ideas sometime this next month.
Well, it's an interesting process. Again, though, hopefully we can get to some compromise points. That's the big thing here, and it always is with a farm bill. Randy, really appreciate the time and the insight, and I know we will have another conversation real soon as we have more movements on getting a new five-year farm bill done. But we'll let you go. We're out of time in this segment. Thanks for joining us on AOA, and have a great weekend, sir.
You too, Jesse. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Randy Russell there with the Russell Group joining us here today on AOA Agriculture of America. All right, coming up next, before we wrap up the show, we're going to learn more about the AgTech Connect Conference happening this summer in Lincoln, Nebraska. Hannah Klitz with the Combine. She'll join us to tell us more on the way next here on AOA.
This is a consumer alert to all U.S. taxpayers who owe the IRS back taxes or have unfiled tax returns. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, you can now take advantage of active programs that provide relief to struggling taxpayers and may reduce or eliminate what you owe if you qualify, even if you are facing liens, levies, audits, wage garnishment, or already in a payment plan. Call the Easy Tax Relief Helpline now to check what savings you may qualify for at 800-544-1553. You may qualify to reduce up to 99% of what you owe or for other special programs. Once qualified and enrolled, you can rest assured that your assets are protected and all collection efforts will be stopped. Billions of dollars in savings are available through these relief programs for struggling taxpayers, but you must call to see if you qualify. To see what savings you qualify for, call 800-544-1553. 800-544-1553. That's 800-544-1553.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Every Tuesday, we'll be sitting around the table sponsored by CHS. Join us and learn how CHS creates the vital connections that empower agriculture, helping farmers and ranchers like you succeed. We'll hear from different voices from throughout the cooperative system, sharing stories about how good things happen when people work together. Join us around the table every Tuesday or visit cooperativeownership.com to learn more.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
If you miss an episode of Market Talk, you can listen back to the show anytime. Just search for Market Talk on your podcast platform of choice, and you can hear past episodes of the program on demand.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
And we're back, looking at another lopsided matchup, Jim. Today we have a combine taking on a train.
Yeah, that heavy train is about 1,000 times heavier than the combine. No competition there.
Right, especially given that it'll take at least a mile to stop that train.
That's 18 football fields.
It's no contest. Every day people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
This message brought to you by Operation Lifesaver.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America. Joining us now, we want to learn more about the AgTech Connect Conference. It's coming up this July in Lincoln, Nebraska. It is put on by the Combine. And here to tell us more about the conference, she is the communications coordinator for the Combine. Hannah Klintz is with us here on the show today. Hannah, thanks for the time. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jesse.
Well, let's just take a dive in here first, and maybe let's start with the Combine itself. Could you tell us a little bit about the company and what you guys do?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Combine is a startup incubator. So we help agriculture technology startups at a pretty early stage get started. So we offer these companies individualized support, kind of meeting the founders where they're at and mentoring them. We also have a network of farmers who are interested in, you know, trial testing these startups' technologies or just interviewing and making sure that there is a fit for the products that these startups are creating, as well as just creating more of an ag tech ecosystem that is booming in Nebraska and the Midwest, because this is where the best place for startups to get started.
Well, definitely, no doubt been an explosion in ag technology, a lot of great minds working on so many different projects. And it's cool to see investment in some of those projects. And the Ag Tech Connect Conference, that's, like I mentioned, coming up in July in Lincoln. And I'm sure highlighting a lot of different projects and folks who are invested in developing new ag technologies and more. Give us some background on the conference.
Yeah, the conference is on July 17th, and like you said, in Lincoln, Nebraska, Nebraska Innovation Campus. And we'll have a full day of agenda here, from everything from kicking off the morning with ag tech insights and exploring current trends. So we have three speakers there, two are more Nebraska, Midwest-based venture capitalists who really know the landscape, and then one that is more focused on national and international ag tech. So I think that'll be a great way to start off the day. Then we also have some startup demonstrations with two ag tech robotics startups. We'll be actually showcasing an autonomous feed truck and an autonomous micro tractor. So we have ALA Engineering with the feed truck and Barn Owl Precision Ag with the micro tractor. So I'm really excited for attendees to be able to see those robotic technology actually in play at the conference. And then we have two different panels, one with ag producers on it. So I think this would be a huge benefit for other people in agriculture to hear from some of these producers who are implementing some of these early technologies into their operations. And then we have one that's more focused on startup founders who are growing successful ag companies. Ending the day, we also have a keynote from AgCo Ventures. So this is, AgCo just launched a new wing focus on earlier ag tech startups and focusing on that technology. So we're really excited to hear from two of their team members. And then we'll wrap up the day with kind of a happy hour and networking portion of the event, which we see the most value comes from a lot of those networking activities just in ag in general. So looking forward to a really good conference.
I couldn't agree more. To your point, just all the conversation and folks sharing ideas and obviously the growth in precision type of technology in agriculture, it's so much more. It's great to get a bunch of like-minded folks in the same room and have some of these conversations, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's, I think, the power of these events and why we call it Ag Tech Connect. Those connections really do play a huge part in the success of these technologies.
Well, if folks want to learn more, they want to get registered, things like that, look at more details. I know they could find out information on your guys' website. Where can folks get more information?
Yeah, agtechconnect.co is the website for the conference. So you can see the whole conference agenda there as well as actual registration, which is required for the event. And then if you are interested in the combine, our website is nebraskacombine.com.
Fantastic. Well, again, the Ag Tech Connect conference coming up July 17th in Lincoln, Nebraska. Hannah, before we let you go, anything final you would want to share, reiterate to folks listening in today about attending the conference coming up this July?
You know, I think it's just a really good event for ag tech enthusiasts. So whether you're an actual producer who's interested in implementing some new technology into your operation, or you're interested in starting a startup in this industry, or, you know, anything in between, it's a great event to come network and create those connections. So we're just looking forward to the event and getting everyone together in the same room.
Again, the Ag Tech Connect conference coming up July 17th in Lincoln, Nebraska. More details, agtechconnect.co. It's put on by the Combine, and we've been talking with their communications coordinator, Hannah Klitz, here today on the program. Hannah, thanks so much for the time, and we'll look forward to talking again in the future.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse.
Once again, Hannah Klitz there with the Combine, their communications coordinator, joining us here on AOA today. And again, they have the Ag Tech Connect conference coming up this July in Lincoln, Nebraska. agtechconnect.co for more information. Well, we are about out of time here today on AOA. Thanks to Hannah for joining us. Also, Farm Bill update, more with Randy Russell from the Russell Group, Chase Adams from the National Pork Producers Council. Always good to talk with Chase, and markets with Matt Bennett from agmarket.net. Appreciate everyone being on the show with us here today. Coming up on the next AOA, we are going to talk with Nebraska Congressman Don Bacon, get some of his thoughts on the farm bill and much more now that the House has moved it out of their ag committee and onto the full House. We'll have to get some updates on where things stand now moving forward. Also, we'll talk with Jonathan Kappas from the University of Illinois about farm bill and other ag related news and issues. We'll look at markets as well with Christy Van Ont. She sits with Van Ont and Company, and much more all coming up here on the next AOA. With that, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
The landscape of media has changed, and people are more skeptical than ever about where they get their news and information. While major news outlets show decreasing credibility, your local farm radio station still shows strong marks. In a recent survey, farmers rated information from their farm broadcasters as almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Farm radio continues to be transparent, honest, and trustworthy. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And that- If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even...